we hear something beautiful in the words of Jesus at the end of our gospel this Sunday. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. There am I in the midst of them. And Jesus, as we see, isn't indifferent to our gatherings. There's no neutrality, you could say, in Jesus. He wants to be there. He wants to be present in the midst of us. And that promise of Jesus that he will be present in the midst of those who gather in his name leads us naturally to the family. To the family. Because the family is one of the fundamental places where that gathering happens, right? Where we're called to gather in his name. The first place where faith is meant to be lived, right? And the first place where Jesus desires to be present. And so the question is whether we're making room for him to be at the center of our family life, right? Not simply on Sunday mornings, not simply as we teach the faith to our children and just in teaching something, but as we teach someone who's actually present in the life of the home and the family. And that matters because family life, I don't need to tell you, can get busy, right? There are a thousand other things competing for our attention, even good things, right? But of course, you have all kinds of things, school, right? Work, all the schedules, games, other activities, right? A lot of secular pressures out there today, especially for families and those raising young children. And there, again, even good things among them. And they can begin to kind of crowd one another out. And it can become very easy, even with the best intentions, to put our life of faith on the sidelines. That's my first football analogy this morning, or metaphor. Last night I did this and it was okay. This morning, it might not land the same way after the Michigan game last night. And I know there's probably some tender places out there. I'll try to be sensitive, or not. But we can easily push faith to the margins of life and family life, right? But that's precisely where our Lord comes in and challenges us, right? Jesus tells us that faith is not, here's the second, faith is not meant to be a spectator event, right? Maybe sometimes with all the different pressures and all the competing things in our lives, that can be the temptation. But all of us, in particular families, can't simply just admire Jesus from a distance, right? Or practice the faith from a distance, or think, you know, that somehow it'll just take care of itself, right? The faith will be passed along, and my children will be okay. If Jesus is truly going to be at the center of our lives and our families, then we have to make a place for him there. We have to make a place for him there, and that requires a decision, right? That we have to be intentional about it. We have to be intentionally putting Jesus at the center. That it requires we be intentional about gathering as a family, about worship, about prayer and forgiveness, you know, about passing the faith on to our children, right? Not as simply one more obligation to an already busy life, but because we're deciding what, and more importantly, who our family life is ultimately about, right? And especially for parents, this is part of the beautiful vocation God has given you. To help your children come to know Jesus and to love him and to be with him in heaven. Right? The church has always recognized that the family is the first place where faith is lived and modeled and handed on. Right? The parish can help. Right? Our catechists can help. Our school can help. Your pastor can help. But no one can take the place of parents in the life of their children. And that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful for the many ways our Lord is at work here in our parish. And next Sunday, we begin another year of our faith formation, with family catechesis and confirmation and OCIA for folks seeking the Catholic faith. That's what we're trying to foster through this, is that the family is the first place where that presence of Jesus should be lived. And I want to invite all of us, right, not only parents with children in the family catechesis program, but all of us to enter more deeply into what the Lord is doing through the family and through our parish. That our goal isn't simply to give children religious information and to prepare them for sacraments. Right? Our goal is to help families encounter Jesus, to grow together as his disciples. And that's why our parish core purpose is simple, to bring Jesus to the center of the life of each family. To bring Jesus to the center of the life of each family. That everything we do at St. Mary Parish flows from that. And I see so many ways that the Lord is already helping us to live that purposefully. And I'm particularly excited this year because what we're doing here in the parish fits so beautifully with an initiative Bishop Boyer is beginning, the Bishop's Year of the Family. Last year when the priests in the diocese were gathered with Bishop at the annual convocation, and they were kind of previewing this new initiative of Bishop, the Bishop's Year of the Family, I can remember that it was met with very enthusiastic support from all the priests. Because we see this in our parishes and in the life of all our families and how urgent this is and how much this is needed, this concentration on the family that we've been blessed in recent years by the bishop's previous initiatives, the bishop's Year of the Bible and his initiative, Be My Disciples. And I've seen how much good they've done in our lives, in our parish and throughout the diocese. And I'm genuinely grateful once again to our bishop and to the diocese for now placing this beautiful emphasis on the family. Right? I hope that every family in our parish will take part. But I also hope that every member of our parish will see this as something for them. Because the family isn't someone else's concern. Right? No matter what our state in life might be, the family isn't simply someone else's concern. Right, the health and holiness of families is the concern of the whole church. Of the whole church. So whether we're raising children, or you're without children, or your children are grown, your grandparents now, or single, widowed, or living another season of life, we all have a role in strengthening family life and helping our families become places where Jesus is known and loved and followed. And so I invite all of us to enter into this year of the family with the bishop and to receive it as a gift. So the bishop's initiative is a weekly opportunity for us to reflect and pray and learn from Catholic families across the diocese who are striving to live that faith in the midst of ordinary family life. And that's where the beautiful vocation and the calling of family life is lived. Just in the ordinary life of the family. And that's exactly where Jesus wants to be. That's where he wants to meet us. Right? In the midst of our ordinary lives and the life of the family, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's where the presence of Jesus is lived. And so importantly, in the vocation of marriage and family life. So as we begin this new year here in the parish with faith formation and all those opportunities, and we begin this year of the family with Bishop, let us make a renewed commitment. I think Labor Day can be kind of a good resetting time for us. Right? As we think about everything that the Lord has done for us and his desire to be present in our lives and in our homes and in our families, are we willing to give him commensurate commitment to all he's done for us? Let's make this commitment together to his will in our lives, right? Not to leave Jesus on the sidelines, right? But to truly welcome him into the center of our homes, our vocations, our marriages, our parenting, our relationships, and our families. Because Jesus doesn't simply want to be someone we learn about, right? He wants to be in our midst. And if we invite him there, to be present in the midst of us, he can transform our lives, our families, our parish, and each of us. At this time, I'd like to share with you this letter from Bishop Boyer introducing the Year of the Family. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, Pope St. John Paul II once said, "As the family goes, So goes the nation and so goes the world in which we live. Our families are the domestic church and the foundation of society. Yet in today's world, many families face challenges that can make it difficult to grow together in holiness and happiness. That is why I am inviting families from across the Diocese of Lansing to take part in a special Year of the Family beginning in September 26. Throughout the subsequent year, you will receive a weekly update from me. Together, we'll explore practical ways to strengthen family life through prayer, spiritual formation, liturgical living, hospitality, discipline, and works of charity. Together, we'll discover how those practices can help our families grow closer to Christ and to one another. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, child, single adult, or occupy some other state in life, there will be opportunities throughout the year for all of us to learn, grow, and participate in this diocesan initiative. To receive my weekly Year of the Family update, just text YOTF to 84576. These details are repeated in the printed materials available at the back of the church. You can also visit the Diocese of Lansing website. I heartily encourage you to join me and families from across the diocese as we embark upon our Year of the Family and renew our homes as places where our faith in Jesus Christ and His Holy Church is lived and shared. Sincerely yours in Christ, Bishop Boyer, Bishop of Lansing. May God bless our shepherd, Bishop Boyer, and every family in our parish and across the Diocese of Lansing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.